KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boy's urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning. Try that again here. Good morning. There we go. Hey, how are you? Welcome. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
A couple days off?
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of days off.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Feel good?
Yeah, I feel okay.
Okay, good. Hi, Greg.
What's up?
No days off?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. You're taking some off here in November.
I'll probably be gone from Halloween until January 2nd, the way it looks right now.
Oh, really? Just going to just take them all off at one time? All right. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, guys. Appreciate it. Really wonderful. Just nice to be asked, you know?
How are you, Sparks?
Awful. I'm not I feel fine. My throat is just, garbled mess.
You know, ever since you had the second kid, you've been getting gross and sick a lot. Oh my God, I see your mustache. I just saw it from the side angle. I saw it poking out.
What do you think? 2 weeks of growth.
I don't know yet.
My wife hates it.
Looks weird.
I'll be honest. I don't really like it.
It's just really fuzzy.
But I'm going to keep going.
It looks like a baby walrus.
Yeah, it's fuzzy. It's not long. It's so weird. You're like the cat in the hat, you know, like you have whiskers.
Yeah, I know. And it's very, very prickly.
It looks like it. Yeah, that doesn't look fun.
No. looks like a bunch of thorns.
Hopefully it'll grow longer.
Every rose has its thorn.
Has its top lip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a girl named Rose, her top lip smells.
Oh, God. Welcome back, Izzy. Here's
The Feed with Izzy.
Sports news. Actually, all of these are sports related, so I hate this feed. Steelers beat Miami Dolphins 27-14 yesterday.
Yeah, thanks
a
lot.
Spanked them.
That means that $500 is gone. Congratulations to, I don't know who won.
Hey,
in
the first half, it looked like Dolphins, they're up 14-0.
And then the Dolphins.
And then the Dolphins got all Dolphin on them. And, dude, I think they threw the game, honestly, man.
What?
Why would they do that?
No way.
It's because they want a better draft pick. There's no way. It was like third and whatever it was when the half was about to end. They blitzed everyone and then dropped all the corners. Like 20 yards back. There's like no reason to do that unless you're either playing Madden and you're mad or you want to lose games.
Playing Madden and you're mad. Yeah. Awful.
You know how you get mad, just huck a ball to the stand or something when you're playing, you know, a sport?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what it seemed like. Either that or they're like, oh, we want Tua.
They were looking, first of all, both teams look awful. And when the Dolphins, they are bad. You can tell, like, these guys
suck. They're horrendous.
Suck.
At least the Steelers are playing their backups most.
Right. Yeah. And then at the same time, ugh. It was not a fun game to watch. Other than, could it go to $600 next week? What? And then,
no.
It'll be $100 on Friday.
Oh, it starts over?
Yes.
Yep.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. Well, congrats to the dude. I don't know what's his name. Michael? Ah, Michael. Congrats, dude. $500?
Yeah.
Going to the holidays? That's good. That's great.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice payday.
Should get that by January 2nd when I come back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Former UNLV baseball coach Tim Chambers just passed away at the age of 54. He resigned back in 2015 to focus on his health. He had a record of 157-132 as head coach. So he was good.
Tim Chambers. I've heard the name. I don't know him. He was here before I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
54, that's young. They didn't say the cause of death.
Wait, he's 54? Wait a minute.
Passed
Tim Chambers.
UNLV,
I think I've interviewed this guy.
You may have. 2015 was when he resigned. You started here, what, 2014?
Yep, 2014.
So you may have, during his last year.
Nah, I didn't know this dude.
Oh.
He was really young, though. I'll have to look him up, because maybe I did. I don't know. I remember interviewing the baseball coach from UNLV. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for not remembering, but he got on there and said, it was probably the new head coach, but he goes, I only get 3 hours of sleep a night. He's up at 3:30 in the morning reading the paper. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Goes to bed at midnight, wakes up at 3:30 and starts reading the paper. That's it. That's all the monotone.
He didn't give a reason why.
No, he's like, I don't need sleep. In my brain, I'm like, yeah, you do, bro. Yeah, you're going nuts. You're going crazy. What are you talking about? You got to clear out those cobwebs, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Two Instagram models flashed the Astros pitcher at the game this weekend to distract him. They've both been banned for life from all MLB events.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. That was burning press, Izzy. We couldn't wait for a feed.
God damn it.
Okay, to get there to talk about the Tatas on international television.
So they were, you saw nips and everything?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, the models were hot.
That had to be jarring.
Dude, they were so hot, though.
They are stupid
hot. I couldn't believe how hot they
were. Let me show you how hot they are.
Like, somebody says somebody's hot, and you're like, okay. And you look at them, you're like, yeah, whatever, you know, like fake boobs or whatever. These chicks are so beautiful and hot and perfect in every way.
Yeah, you know they're not natural and real, then.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, these chicks are natural and real.
Yeah, they probably get lip injections and Botox just like every other Instagram model.
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think you're... No. These ladies are quite impressive.
Yes.
Here, look at this. Hold on. I got to minimize the little pop-up.
Does it show the nips?
Here's one. No. It's an Instagram picture.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're just...
No, she's pretty. It's just when
gorgeous.
I see people that are like that.
Here she is,
that
topless
fake
on
pretty,
a roller
I'm like,
coaster.
You're.
She's not fake.
How is she fake though?
She's not fake.
Oh my God! Look at those nipples! Oh my God! Wow, they were small nipples.
Yeah, because they're not like. I don't think they have breast implants. Either
no,
one of
no,
them.
They're just natural cigar burns.
I did not expect that.
They mean.
That was great. Yeah, it's pretty great. They look like little peanut butter pretzels.
Mm.
Ew, what? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What, I can't have fun on this show?
No.
Why, I can't describe nipples as peanut butter pretzels?
Yep.
Look like two tiny ho-hos.
I'm worried about what kind of nipples you've seen. Like, they stick out that much?
I'm just describing
they're
what they look like to me.
They're that cylindrical? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're perfect. Yeah,
gross.
They're little circles.
Uh-huh.
Little Reese's Pieces cups.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need to keep going.
They're bite mini ones, like in a little bag.
Yeah.
You just... Can eat a handful of stuff.
They're like tiny little bagel bites.
It's a little cradle.
That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go home.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. What do you think the nipples look like, Izzy?
Like normal, small nipples.
They're like tiny little rays of sunshine.
No. I didn't get that from him.
Greg looked at him and he heard.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened.
He found his zen.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was wonderful. All right, we got a great show planned for you today. It shall be a blast. Why? Look, we're doing Ask a Drunk. We haven't done Ask a Drunk in a long time. I'm looking forward to asking these drunks some questions. And then you trying to answer, not the question, but what the drunk said. Okay, that's the key. So it's going to be a fun time. It's always a good time. And then I'm looking at the stacked list of giveaways today. Man, we cannot neglect these. I usually do, I'll be honest. Not today. Usually there's too much show. Today, too much giveaways. Let's go. Marilyn Manson tickets. We got tickets for that. That's Halloween at the Pearl in the Palms. That's a hell of a show.
It's going
to
be fun.
Then you got two tickets to Five Finger Death Punch at the Joint. That's Friday. That's the day after. That's incredible. Then we got more spots for these pumpkin snatch slots.
Is it a snatch or a slot? Make up your mind.
Yeah, it's a slot for the snatch.
Oh, okay.
What you do is you got yourself $1,000 on the line for grabbing one of them pumpkins, which is cool. Details over there on comp.com. Is that a hell of a stack of giveaways? Yeah, I think so. So make sure you're listening up. 876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message 69187.
BS drunk line.
Wait a minute. I hit the wrong button.
Comp's Morning Show. Interviews full of, dickery.
Do you have any life goals that you haven't achieved yet?
I want to be able to to talk for 10 minutes without being funny.
Oh, well, I think you've achieved it so far in this interview, so.
BS in the morning.
Excellent.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh, my.
I didn't even know this was a thing. I mean, I knew human trafficking was a thing. I didn't know it was like this, though. This is nuts, man. This is... Oh, boy. Arizona. This guy, apparently he's an elected official. And... he's been indicted in federal court for selling children. I'm like, what?
I tell you what.
I know. This is in Phoenix, dude.
Did we not know this was happening, though?
No.
You didn't think the first thing somebody was going to do was capitalize on this crap?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, dude.
He's an adoption attorney, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had a mission over in the U.S. Marshall Islands, like when he was younger, so he kind of saw the situation. Then he stayed there. Then he worked for an adoption agency. Then he got his law degree as an adoption attorney. And then as he became an elected official, what he does is he pays these ladies from the U.S. Marshall Islands to come over here, give birth. He'll, you know, give them a couple grand for their child. Then he turns around and he sells the kids to families when he puts them up for adoption.
Yep.
Isn't that nuts? Yeah, he's charging $25,000 to $40,000 per adoption. So wow. He's sitting there just making bank, selling human beings.
It's like breeding.
It's disgusting.
Well, there's companies, like legit, I guess you call them, companies that are making money off the kids that are being held.
In cages and stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of those kids wind up in foster homes and they don't know where they went either.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the whole thing is bad.
Anytime there's a way to make money, dude, and it doesn't matter how low the bottom is.
Dude, that to me is the bottom. Yeah. Like, how can that not be the bottom of the bottom?
It's gross.
It's awful. Absolutely awful. Couldn't believe it. So anyway, he's like super pissed because apparently they were like, yeah, no, you're gone, buddy. You cannot, you know, do your duties as an elected official. And he's now like suing, saying that the Arizona state government doesn't have permission to suspend him just because he's been arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. And in their constitution, it is for neglecting his duty or something. But he can't. Yeah, neglect of duty. But because he's been incarcerated. So it's like you get put to jail, you get fired. Now, normally I don't like that. You know what I mean? You shouldn't. Especially if you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Well, due process.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't like it. But at the same time, apparently this has been a 3-year investigation. Like they got him. You know what I mean? There's no way. He's been doing this for years and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Apparently they linked it to his work computer. They linked it to his work given cell phone.
Yeah.
And he has emails on his work, like talking about, you know.
Well, sadly, I guarantee he's not the only one.
Right.
So. Hopefully they find a whole ring of these people.
Yeah, right. But I mean.
Can you imagine? That's awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. When I saw that, I was like, what year is it?
Yep.
Here it is.
What year is it?
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate it.
Those kids are going to find out, though, when they're older, when they try to contact their real parent.
I mean, you think so? As a parent, would you tell your kid that, hey, I sold you?
No, but typically, like, because I just recently watched a documentary on this with a bunch of, like, twins that were separated at birth, and then they were part of, like a study for 20 years of their lives or something to see if, you know, nature versus nurture, that kind of thing. And they grew up not realizing they had a twin somewhere and they knew they were adopted. And then when they got older, they decided, you know, I'm going to do this ancestry.com. This, you know, because all these DNA tests and stuff. And then they find out who their real parent is. And then they get in touch with their real parent. Either the parent wants something to do with them or they don't. So these kids, when they get older, are going to be like, well, who's my real mom? And then they're going to find out through a DNA test and then try to get in contact with that mom. And that mom may tell them the truth, like, oh, well, I sold you.
Yeah. And the,
to some guy who gave that, you away.
I understand how people find their parents. My point is, as a parent, would you go, yeah, no, I sold my child.
Well,
no way.
No.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they would.
Let's just go. I put you up for adoption.
Because they'll say, well, why didn't...
No, it's not. Right.
They're going to say, why didn't you want me? And they're going to be like, well, this man that I didn't know offered me a couple grand.
I would never tell my kid that I sold my child.
You may not, but these women
might. Why would you? You should be like, no, I put you up for adoption. I didn't have the funds to take care of you at the time. I knew that living with me would be detrimental to your future.
How is that different?
I tried giving you a better future. The selling part sucks.
Yeah, but how's that different?
What do you mean, how's that different?
So because they got some money out of it, makes it different?
Yeah.
In my opinion, gave the kid away, either way.
Right.
I don't think it. I think it makes a huge difference.
Like, oh, thank you, Mom. I'm so glad you didn't make any money off me at all.
Like, yeah, of
so
course.
So thank you for giving me away for free. Like, yeah. Who cares?
Thanks, Mom. Oh, this guy charged you $8,000, and this guy was going to charge you $7,000, but you sent me to Phoenix with this monster of a man because you got a grand more. Yeah, I think it does make a huge difference. Depending on where you give your kid up for adoption, yeah.
And that's a down payment on a car, you know, a grand.
That's awful.
Is awful, but I'm saying, what's
my point is,
Izzy,
yeah.
Would you care? Like, if your parents were like, yeah, I gave you away, but I didn't get any money out of it, would you still think it was okay? I wouldn't. I'd be like,
No, I would
Mom.
Understand.
Yeah, no.
If I was adopted, I would get it. But if they sold it to me just at the highest bidder, then yeah, that changes everything.
I'd be mad if she didn't get a lot. I'd be like, look, how much did you get? All right, if it's a lot of money, then
you say that now. I don't think you'd think that way, honestly.
Nah.
Do you ever wish you were adopted?
I pretend I'm adopted. Does that count?
My brothers told me I was adopted, and for like the first 10 years of my life, I believed them.
Well, mine did too, but I never believed them.
Oh, man. I did, because I don't really look like my brothers.
Yeah, you do.
Now I do, but when I was a kid.
I don't think you look like the brother I met.
Really?
I do.
I was like, wait, that's, kept asking his.
They're different sizes.
Fiance or whatever. I was like, they're not related. This is a joke.
That's what my brothers kept telling me.
Yeah,
both of them.
You don't look anything
alike. Both of them. My younger brother got in on the joke real early. He's like, yeah, no, I heard mom and dad talking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're not one of us.
Oh my God.
Like, then who's my real parents?
That's terrifying.
I know. Do you ever think you were adopted?
Oh, yeah, most of my life.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm the only one in my family that has brown hair. They're all blonde with blue eyes. I'm brunette with blue eyes and have different, like a different body than them.
What color eyes are the mailman?
I don't know. I never got a close enough look, but he did look like Kenny G.
Really? The butler?
No, our mailman.
Oh, yeah. Really? Did you check the butler's quarters?
We didn't have a butler.
I don't know if I believe that.
What about like your mom's emotional friend? You know, moms always have an emotional friend. Did he look like you?
Yeah.
No, she didn't have one of those.
What about your mother's life coach?
She didn't have one of those.
What did he look like? Is he very similar to you? Do you guys have the same mannerisms?
I feel like if she were going to have a life coach, it would be a woman.
Does a woman look like you?
Where is this going?
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
Here's something we already knew that they just came out with in a study. When you're with your friends, you eat a lot more.
Okay.
That means that Greg loves us, guys.
Oh.
That means that, Greg, do you feel like we're your friends and you're comfortable with us?
No.
Oh. Because when you're with your friends...
I don't eat with you guys. I eat before you get here.
Or family, you tend to eat meals 29 to 48% larger than when you're eating alone by yourself.
See, I feel like it's the opposite.
Me too.
What?
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, you eat a lot more?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Because I can afford more.
Because you're not paying for their meals?
Or just you don't feel like you're a part of a, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
That's not my reasoning. I just accidentally cook too much pasta for myself every time. But if I like am eating with friends, I'm usually out eating, so it's like a normal portion. But when I'm home, I'm like, I want the biggest piece of fish and all the Brussels sprouts and 50 mashed potatoes. And it's like, I'm not going to eat all this. What am I doing?
Well, don't go crazy.
But you
with
do
the
eat
fish.
It. Do you eat it?
I do eat it all.
Okay. I think there's something wrong
with
both of you psychologically.
Full.
Really?
Yeah. But with friends, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll just eat a salad. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they say when you eat in front of people that you don't know,
and you're not comfortable with, you tend to monitor what you eat. You're more conscious of what you're eating.
No, you can. I'll eat the biggest sushi roll. I'll be chewing with my mouth open, trying to get it smaller with somebody I've just met. I don't care. It's what it is. People eat. You can't judge them for it.
If my friend's not there, I just order whatever I think they would have ordered too.
Really?
Yeah.
You order for them?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm saying I eat my food and then I order whatever.
Oh.
You're like, I'll have my food and I'll also say,
so I don't have to
and order one of theirs. Dude, I am the opposite. I get really self-conscious in eating in front of people. And it's, you know, if I don't think about it, I'm fine. But as soon as that thought gets in my brain, the rest of the meal, I'm like, oh no, this is weird. I don't enjoy this right now.
That's
and
weird.
I will end up eating less.
Like, no offense, but that's really weird.
I know.
I knew girls like that growing up, but never guys.
No. First of all, it's not really weird. Research has just proven that I'm the normie, you're the weirdo.
Well, even if it's normal, it's still weird.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
I'm saying you can't be normal and weird at the same time. They both have meanings, those words.
No.
Well, it can be something that's common, but it's still weird.
Well, that's not what common... All right, whatever. If I go on a date with a girl, though, I eat less.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
And you're more conscious about what you order. I don't want to order a salad. I'm going to get something stuck in my teeth. Right? I'm not going to order pasta. I'm going to get sauce on my shirt.
No, a lot of it's because I don't eat when I'm hungry. I eat because I'm a weird psycho that destroys his own self.
Yes.
So when I'm out on a date, I'm not hungry. I'm like thinking about the date and other stuff. Like
correct.
Normal. When they're not there, then I'm stuffing my face full of food in a weird ritual of slow.
I am exactly the study. And apparently we do need this study because I thought, I was like, I know, everybody eats less when they're by themselves.
No.
What? Wow, you guys are crazy.
Ham.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of ham, I'll eat a lot of that one by myself.
When you're with your friends, though, I definitely eat a lot more when I'm with my friends and family.
No way.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, my God.
And it's not even like a conscious thing. It's just that
you go to a party.
I'm more busy talking and all that kind of stuff. When
so
I'm home,
attention.
I'm just shutting up and chowing down.
Yeah, but I just shut up, chow down, and that's the end of it. When I'm at a party, I'm sitting there, I'm grazing.
No.
I'm like, let me go get another cookie. Is that a fruit tray? You know, and I'm like just, you know, bouncing around.
Nah.
No.
Oh, my God. My son's birthday party was Saturday. I must have had
thanks for the invite.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get invited either. Don't worry about it.
That's great.
Six cookies, two pieces of cake. There was like a vegetable tray. There was a cheese platter. I'm just going around. Boo, boo. Hey, thanks for coming. Hey, you're great.
Well, you ate more because we weren't there.
Yeah.
See? Less people.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mateo, were you invited?
I swear to God.
He told me yesterday he would never invite me.
Okay.
No. Why would I invite you?
I know.
See?
None of you guys have kids. Last week,
you said kids.
He invited people that used to be on the show, but not the people.
That is correct.
You're trash.
They have kids.
Last week,
first of all, would I invite you guys to my child's birthday party when you guys would just be miserable the whole time?
We wouldn't be miserable. We'd have a drink. We'd have some fun.
First of all,
high-five little kids.
You didn't care that I was miserable at your kids' first two birthday parties.
That's what I'm saying. You were miserable at the first two. When there was alcohol, there was no alcohol at this one, and you're still miserable at the first two, so I was like, all right, this isn't going to work. I'm not going to invite
you. No alcohol?
Second
one there was.
Was there?
Yeah.
Keep a flask.
The second one, I ate an Oreo.
That's why you're not invited.
Dude,
exactly.
I ate an Oreo the size of a spare tire the last time I was at one of his kids' birthdays.
Yeah. Fine. Look, why would I invite you? Last week, you talked about how you wanted to hit children in school zones with your car, okay?
It was a joke.
Oh, so now I'm going to invite you to a kid's
Relax.
Birthday party. You don't have any kids. The guy who I invited,
it doesn't matter.
Johnny Salami, who used to be on the show, has two little kids.
It doesn't matter.
My kids know their kids.
There are...
Wow.
Friend.
Discriminating.
You're our coworker. We would like to be there to support your family.
Yeah, don't say friend.
He
don't
was
say
a friend.
Friend.
He was
yeah,
a friend.
Don't say
yeah, that's
friend.
Fair. Okay. You're our coworker that we see every day. We would like to support
Therefore,
you and your family.
Therefore, I'm not going to invite
you
somewhere
son.
On the weekend. If I see you every day, why would I do something with you another day?
Because this
of the
is
week?
Special. If I were having a birthday party, I would invite you guys.
I would go.
Thank you, Greg.
I would go too because you're an adult and you're inviting other adults. Mm. This
what
is
if I let your son come?
Huh?
Well, I was like, yeah, bring your son. God damn it. No.
People don't forget.
It's always me and the little kid ones. And the
no, it's
one.
Bad. It's really bad. That is awful. We're going to hear that in the top 10, no doubt.
Please, no.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, the Rock Station.
Isn't that nice?
The Feed with Izzy.
Moonshine's gonna like this. Ozzy is releasing a new album in January.
What?
Yeah. He's not like doing well health-wise still. He's getting there. But he just finished recording his album.
Moonshine, how do you feel about that? Oh, great.
Yeah, I think he's pretty pumped.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
See how it is. I think everyone's going to be pretty easy on him considering the year he's had.
Make a honey hole.
I like how you're like, see how it is. And normally when people say that, they're like, see how it is.
Well, no, people are like...
I've never actually heard someone...
When somebody's been around for so long and then they release something, everyone's like eagerly awaiting and then they hate it.
Yeah, it took them so long to release.
So.
It's about time,
I think it's going to be good. He's been through a lot.
Yes. A lot of medication.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Yeah.
Coursing through those veins.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Drugs have practically killed them and now are keeping them alive. Isn't that just how, look how things work.
It's sad.
Look how the world turns sometimes, you know?
Like formaldehyde.
Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. Good on that.
January 2020.
Everyone likes a new Ozzy album. I can't wait to hear him sing about something.
Yeah. Two creators of Game of Thrones were set to create a Star Wars trilogy that was set for release in 2022. But they just backed out. Said they're too busy to do it. So it's not happening anymore.
Kind of like they're too busy to finish the last season of Game of Thrones, too.
Isn't it over?
Yeah, but it sucked.
Oh.
God, John Williams is good, isn't he?
I don't know who that is.
He's the... Never mind. You know who John Williams is?
No.
He scored basically every famous...
Probably common name.
You don't know Harrison Ford's mechanic?
Yeah, right? Thank you.
John Williams? You don't know John Williams?
No.
How do you not know John Williams?
Because.
Oh, my God. Okay, he's only... Every famous movie score is him.
Really?
Everyone, yes.
I don't think so. Hans Zimmer's got some famous ones.
I thought Explosions in the Sky.
What?
Explosions in the Sky, they did a few.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but no, John Williams blows them all away. Mm-mm. You guys don't, never mind. What am I doing here?
Did he do the Harry Potter score?
Probably.
Oh.
Harry Potter score.
You have a little more respect for him.
Okay.
Hans Zimmer did Inception's best one.
Inception was great, but
that movie hurt my head.
It's the one that put Hans Zimmer on the map.
Not really. Gladiator 2000.
That's Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I could have farted that.
Yeah. Lion King, 1994. Hans Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Inception. Interstellar.
Yeah. All of Christopher Nolan's movies, you could say.
But hey, Lion King wasn't a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah, but Lion King's not known for its score. It's known for its soundtrack. We should be thanking Elton John for...
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
When I think of great musical scores, I think of the Da Vinci Code.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Again,
Blade
Christopher
Runner.
Nolan. Don't get me wrong. Hans Zimmer's great.
True Romance.
What about Transformers?
Hans Zimmer. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I made that up.
So they have a good soundtrack.
No. God, I cannot believe you're bringing up the Transformers soundtrack when I'm mentioning John Williams.
I don't know
who
he is.
This is blasphemy.
No, Judgment Night.
All right, here's what John Williams has scored. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
If I say Star Wars, you know the soundtrack.
Cool.
No, I don't watch Star Wars.
You know the soundtrack, though, of what Star Wars sounds like.
I think
like.
I know, like, the song that's in the...
In the bar.
The Cantina.
The Cantina song.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Cantina song. Come on, you know the Star Wars theme. If I play,
probably know the theme song, but
I don't got that YouTube Pro, bro.
Not
it's killing
like
me with
all
these ads.
The soundtrack.
Got to
look. You've heard this.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
Okay. Okay. That's John Williams. He's also done Jurassic Park.
Cool.
Jaws. Mm.
Uh-huh.
You can't just say and a Jaws.
Hey,
it's the famous two
why
notes.
Why does this matter? Ba-na,
yeah.
Ba-na, John Williams.
Who did the catering for Toy Story?
Indiana Jones. You know the Indiana Jones soundtrack. You guys don't have no respect.
Do you guys even know who the mechanic was on Thunder? Whatever Thunder Tom Cruise movie. Damn it. I wish I could cut that before I said it.
Good one, Greg.
Yeah. Days of Thunder. There you go.
Days of Thunder. Is that? Oh, that's Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. It's like the Top Gun for NASCAR.
That's right. Top Gun for NASCAR.
Is this also Will Johnson?
By who? You just call him Will Johnson?
Yeah.
It's Will, John Williams.
Will Chamberlain slept with everybody on the set.
Oh, man.
All right. Can you turn this off?
No.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, I don't like this song.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's only one of the greatest musical scores of all time.
Maybe in your eyes.
Yeah. Just in my eyes. You're right. Just me.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, who did the wardrobe?
This is Will
this?
Johnson's musical score for some movie that no one's ever seen called Indiana Jones.
Oh, great job, Will.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, God.
What aisle do you think they got the light bulbs at? Who sold the light bulbs?
Fifth
for this
Man,
movie?
Please text in or call, okay? BS in your message 69187. You can always call in 876-3692 to let my coworkers know. I love the cantina. To let my coworkers know that they're idiots.
Hans Zimmer.
I like this.
I don't know who made this.
This is the cantina from Star Wars.
This is very Gatsby, the Great Gatsby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
No, it's not Gatsby, because this is way older than the Great Gatsby. This happened in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago, okay?
Okay, well, Great Gatsby, I'm pretty sure, happened in the 20s, so that
okay,
was a
this
pretty
happened
long time
millennia
ago.
Ago. As the whole star... Never mind. Never mind.
Can we turn the music off now?
No. Keep playing the cantina. Yeah, you kidding me? This is the best thing.
All right, I'm going to move on.
No, move on. Yeah, please.
People are apparently so freaked out about vaping now that they're going back to smoking cigarettes, saying that they're safer.
I don't believe that.
I don't think they are at all. I think vaping's way safer than smoking cigarettes.
I agree.
I think they're both equally bad.
They're not equal.
No. Actually, I just saw a report saying that the deaths, all of the deaths have come from vaping. THC products.
Yeah, and they're from...
the other ones.
They're also from... they're like not over the counter. They're not like real ones. They're like
they're
ones
like homemade.
That guys are making in the streets and trying to say they're real. So
yeah, but still having like vaping. Like what did you call it? Wet lung?
Yeah, but that's not
that's
as
literally
bad as
what's happening. Yeah, but it's still killing people. It's giving them lung diseases. So does smoking.
All I can say is... In the cantina in Star Wars, they were smoking something, and it wasn't a ciggy, all right? They were vaping something.
I don't care about Star Wars.
Who supplied the weed for Star Wars? Do you guys know?
Oh, man. It was Tatooine.
Yeah!
Star Wars jokes.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that new trailer?
No.
For The Mandalorian?
Oh, God.
No idea what that is.
Pretty dope. This is this new show coming out on Disney Plus?
I don't have Disney.
No, you won't.
I don't want that.
You don't want it.
I saw every single thing they have on there is dumb.
No, it's not.
I believe I'm with Greg.
No, you, don't go with Greg.
I looked at Disney Plus.
History dictates
not
don't go with
not a single
Greg.
Thing I wanted on there.
Okay, they have all this new original content. They have all the Disney films, Marvel films, 21st Century Fox films.
Marvel
the Simpsons
films.
Are all going to be on there. Every episode of The Simpsons is
on
the
there. Simpsons?
Yeah.
I want to watch The
you
Simpsons.
You don't watch The Simpsons.
I don't. I want to watch them.
You can barely finish a Peaky Blinders episode. You're watching The Simpsons?
Peaky Blinders is an hour. Simpsons is like 23 minutes. Because they have commercials. Nailed it.
That sucks.
Can't wait for Disney Plus. Kidding me? It's gonna be great. Mandalorian looks great. Oh my God. Is this the person on the phone wants to yell at them? They don't know who John Williams is. And okay. Well, this guy, look, he's a DC guy and he even knows what's going on.
Why so serious?
Joker.
Hello?
Joker, tell him. Tell
Are
him
you
something.
Calling to tell us about Will Johnson?
Jesus.
Wow. Hans Zimmer, amazing. Alan Silvestri, great. All give homage to John Williams.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Foxy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Batman.
BS in the morning.
It's just fun to wake up to him.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
You guys want to talk about explosion or how you can tell when someone's got some Alzheimer's?
What? Is there a third choice?
No. Woo, Greg's going with the explosion.
Can there be a third choice?
Since you didn't pick, we're going with the explosion. Let me switch it up because I thought you were going to go Alzheimer's. I'll be honest.
Wow.
That one was interesting. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. But first, did you hear about the lady killed with a pipe bomb explosion?
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrorist thing, but it was a gender reveal party.
Yep. By an idiot.
Wow.
It happens in Iowa. It just makes total sense. They built their own like gender reveal. It was supposed to explode with the color of the baby, except for it turned into a pipe bomb because they built it themselves. What are you doing?
Built it themselves and covered the top.
Don't do that. And they use gunpowder.
Yeah.
Hey, how you work this thing?
Yeah, they use gunpowder. Did you read the details on it, Izzy?
Yeah.
This was a hell of an explosion.
Well, because they were pretty far back.
Yes.
From the pipe. And
yes.
All the pipe exploded, sending metal shards into the air, and it hit her, went through her head.
Yes.
And then, what, 140 yards?
That's my point.
Back?
Yes. She was standing 45 feet away. Which already for a gender reveal party is plenty far.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a good distance.
Kind of that's too far.
Varying lead
party.
Here. Was it a boy or a girl?
We never found out.
I don't think we found out.
Really?
I don't think anyone found out as they yelled in horror.
Yeah.
As they were running away.
Yeah, the color that spewed out was red, so I'm not sure anyone really knew.
Mm.
Is that too soon? I'm sorry.
Well.
It's closer to pink. You know what?
Unless it was a boy, because then it would be purple.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
Good. Yeah, that's true.
You know what? You're right, Greg. You're absolutely right. We did a gender reveal thing. My wife baked the cake, and then she had an employee at the time, and the employee put the filling in. My wife baked a red velvet cake. So as soon as we opened it, we're like, it's a girl! And then we're like, oh, wait, it's a red velvet cake. That's not pink.
Was it
They probably
a girl?
Did the same thing. It was a boy.
So that was like blue inside the red velvet cake?
Yeah. But you don't see it at first because, you know, it's just a tiny bit of frosting.
No, I get it.
Now, how do you guys feel about the gender reveal stuff anyway?
I don't think they're necessary at all.
No?
I don't think anybody cares what you're
having.
I
don't care.
Hey, but if it's a family member, I care.
I would.
I don't. Like, the only reason I would want to know is in case I was going to buy clothes.
Yeah.
I would know whether to get boy or girl clothes. But there's plenty of like general neutral stuff that you could buy. Or just buy them toys. Who cares? Whatever. I don't care what your baby is.
I agree.
As long as the baby comes out healthy, that's fine.
Oh, I don't even care about that.
Yeah, but if your brother was having a kid.
I don't care what he's having.
No, I know you don't care, but you'd be curious.
Not really.
Nah, I doubt that.
I'm not going to be there for it anyway.
Women are nosy.
I'm too far.
Women are nosy. I've never met a non-nosy lady. They're like little detectives. They need to know everything.
I really don't care.
I seduced my brother.
I did not.
But no, honestly, women need to know things.
I don't.
Yeah, but you're not a woman, though. Like,
no, I still feel like she does.
Thanks, Greg.
No, I don't mean that in a bad
way. No, you're definitely not a woman.
No, I'll take that as a compliment.
You're like just a human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
Yeah.
I get that.
You're like a blob of skin that just sits there.
I'm not saying you're a blob.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you're an intricate, you know, collection.
Network of.
I'm not the typical lady.
You're an intricate collection of molecules that exists.
Yes.
That's basically what
it is.
Right. You're like a tree. You're like Groot.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like a human tree.
Yeah, and trees don't need to care about, you know, gender of a baby.
There you go.
We just live our life. Cool. You're having a girl? Awesome. You're having a boy? Cool.
No, but it's curious. You're curious.
No, I'm really
not.
Nah,
at the end of the day, you're still a female tree, and you're going to just sit there and wonder and investigate things. And then you're going to get on. Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked up on Facebook? I wonder what they're doing. And like gone down a rabbit hole and tried to find somebody on Facebook. And the answer is yes. I already know the answer.
I don't feel like
yes.
She does that a lot.
No, I already know it. She's a lady. She does. This is what women do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, ladies, all women should be detectives. Because they will find out anything. They will go to the end of the earth to find something.
I could find things if I wanted to, but I don't.
I don't allow
what other people are doing in their lives to like bother me.
I know it's not going to bother you. I'm just saying, you get that notion.
Yeah,
in
so
your
I
brain.
Don't take that time to go like stalk people. I think that's
strange.
But you have. And that's why you're always interested in...
Maybe when I was younger.
You're always interested in these detective shows. And
I don't think that's why. She just likes murder.
No, I know she likes murder because why? She's picking up tips and tricks of these detectives so she can apply it to her own methodology.
No.
Mm. I'm telling you, that's how it happens.
That's a stretch.
It's not a stretch. It's true.
Groot can stretch.
Yes, that's true.
And I am Groot.
Missed anything from the show? Hit up the full show podcast uploaded every day after the show on iTunes.
I can listen to it whenever I want.
And comp.com/BS podcast. The show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
You know, if I was going into a fight, this would probably be my entrance music. What would be yours, Greg?
Probably the theme from Seinfeld.
No, really? Now entering. The lights go dark.
Yeah.
Greg Salerno. I would be terrified.
Oh, man, I'm so fired up right now.
I'd be so... What about you, Izzy?
The Why Halo theme in? Song.
Halo?
Absolutely.
What is that? Just slow ambiance?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Now you got to YouTube it. You got it, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg's got that premium over there.
Mm-hmm.
No ads around. Over on that one, bro.
My heart's racing. I'm so excited.
Your heart is racing?
Yeah, I love those
Isn't
songs.
Isn't it just like, it's like now entering the ring. Izzy.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's creepy, dude. You'd be like, what?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Mateo, you gotta...
Are you done?
I am now. Yeah, see, now it's getting intense.
Look at it! Look at it!
Racist. This is when the covenants start coming out. It's so big, so I'm gonna fit. They got their snipers. The brutes.
I love the fact you don't know John Williams, but you get excited about this.
Absolutely. Like, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Greg! I'm done after, like, that felt like a long ride.
Da-da-da. Oh, God.
You okay?
Damn.
Right in the face. God, please stop. All right, let's end it. Mateo, think about yours for a minute. You already know it? What you got, buddy?
Any song from The Who, because of Los Rages. Are
you
kidding me?
Oh, that's wrong, dude. That's a good one. The Who was great.
Man, can I? Never mind.
You looking up The Who?
Yeah.
The Who was awesome.
Mm.
What?
Mm. No, I loved it. That song you heard.
Yeah, you did.
But then I researched the other songs they have, and like it didn't sound. I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
It sounded better live.
Well, like the one when Greg was walking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
I think that's Wolf Tone.
Yeah.
To get knocked down, dude.
Alright, this is sick, dude. I love this song. I don't know, man.
I'm racist. Screw all of you.
All right, let's do it. All right. I know we just sucked up some time and we went off track there, but that was fun. 876-3692. It is time for Ask a Drunk.
What this bar goer thinks after some stiff drinks. It's Ask a Drunk.
Let's do the Five Finger Death Punch tickets for this one. Friday, November 1st, over at the Joint. You'll get to go to that show for no dollars if you can get two in a row for knowing what this drunk person said. Let's start with caller number 12. 876-3692. It's really kind of easy and hard at the same time. It's an easy game, but it's difficult to get the right answer.
Because you got
to
think what the drunk person would say, not what the actual answer is.
Exactly. Yes. It's not the what the stupid trivia question is.
Right.
It's just you're trying to get in the mind of a drunk person. So what we'll do is we'll go two in a row, got to get two in a row, and then I think we have a limited number of these. So as we boil down, we might just go, all right, just get this one.
Yeah, the game starts taking maybe. Too long. We'll see.
And then, hey, look, if it takes too long, we'll just break and we'll come back and we'll finish it up. There's no rules here. Make our own rules, man. Which one do you want? You want the jazzy lounge music again?
Yeah.
We could play cantina music.
Yeah,
let's do that.
It's not very long, though. All right.
There's 10 hours. There's a 10-hour loop on YouTube.
Oh, is there?
For the cantina.
Yeah. Wait, I think I found it.
All right, there you go. Got the Star Wars cantina music as the background. Here we go. We're going to start with Matt.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Okay, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Morning. You know how this game works, right? You're not trying to get the trivia question right. You're trying to guess what the drunk guy answered.
Absolutely.
Okay, two in a row, bro. Here we go. It's time for Ask a Drunk.
All right, it's Greg from BS in the Morning. I am currently in one of our awesome Las Vegas establishments with some drunk people. We're going to do a little game of Ask a Drunk. Basically, I ask a drunk questions, and you got to guess what they said. It's pretty simple. I have a... Well, seems like quite a drunk here. What is your name again?
Veronica.
Oh my God. All right, Veronica. Veronica, how long have you been drinking tonight?
For a while.
Sounds good. So anyways, we know that she's been here a while. Veronica, I'm going to ask you some questions. Just answer them, okay? That's it. Simple.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Veronica, in the sport of baseball, what do they call the points? If somebody scores, what do they call it in baseball?
Okay. That seems pretty easy.
You think so?
Oh, okay. I think
what are
Who's on the phone? I'm sorry.
It's Matt.
All right, Matt. Your options are, do they call it points, runs, notches, or touchdowns?
I have a feeling she's going to say notches.
Okay.
Notches. Okay. Yeah. Points in baseball are called notches. Let's see what the drunk says. Here we go. Veronica.
A home run. A score. A point. A point. Isn't it just a point?
Yeah. There you go. You got it. Good job.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
Okay.
Hang up on yourself, bro.
All right, guys. Bye.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
I only got one. Okay.
Yeah, it's only one thing. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Hey, next caller.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Yeah, it's another Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, let's go. Let's do this.
All right, two in a row, man.
Hell
you got to guess what Veronica responds with. Here's the question. Here we go.
All right, next question. What is the capital of Mississippi?
Okay. All right, Greg, options.
Did Veronica say the capital of Mississippi was A, Albany, B, Newark, C, Jackson, or D? Good question.
Oh, definitely D. 100%.
All right.
B? What was
he saying? D.
No. D. Like
good question. He's saying good question.
Good question. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
There's geography involved.
Oh my God.
Good question.
Hey! Wow! Good job, Matt.
Is it Biloxi?
No, that's Mississippi.
It's actually Jackson, Mississippi.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, the state was still Mississippi. I knew Biloxi was in Mississippi. All right, here you go, Matt. Number two. I forgot that was the capital of what state. Hey, you ready? Here we go, Matt. Get this one right, and you're going five finger death punch.
All right, Veronica, you're doing good so far. Perfect answers. What company makes Lexus, the car Lexus? What does the parent company for that?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
All right, the possible answers are A, Toyota, B, Buick.
Lexus. I know it.
What? Hold on a second.
Anyway, keep going.
All right. A, Toyota, B, Buick, C, Rawlings, or D, Calvin Klein?
Oh. Goodness. Can I get the questions one more time?
Yeah, it's what company makes Lexus? And the answers are Toyota, Buick, Rawlings, or Calvin Klein?
Yeah, Calvin Klein.
All right. He's going Calvin Klein.
You get
Klein.
This. You're going a five-finger death punch, boy. Man. Here we go.
Toyota.
Hey! Good! You got one right.
Shut up.
That's pretty good.
Oh, she couldn't even believe it herself. I'm sorry, Matt. Hang up on yourself. Time to move on. Oh, that's sad. Sorry, Matt.
He's a moonshine man.
Moonshine.
Yes, sir.
You ready for this?
Yep, let's do it.
What are we, three in? Four in?
This is question number four.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Veronica. How many years do they consider a gold anniversary? How many years is a gold anniversary?
Oh, man, that's tough. How many years is a gold anniversary?
All right, Mooner, did she say A, 50th, B, 30th, C, 10, or D, 20?
I'm going to say A.
50th? Okay.
She knows it, yeah.
All right.
Why are you looking at your friends, though?
I haven't been in a relationship that long.
It doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be what? Anything.
A gold anniversary. Let's see. Oh, geez.
Is that it?
20 years.
Okay. Oh. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I like it.
What is it?
That's it. And whatever you say is it. Diamond. Diamond anniversary. You can have a diamond, whatever you want.
20 years, Moonshine.
Sorry, Moonshine. Sorry. Dang it.
Hang up on yourself. There he goes. Big John. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Here we go. We're still doing two in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two in a row, Big John. Here you go. This will be the last one, then we'll have to take a break here. Here we go.
All right.
In what sport are the Seahawks? What sport are the Seahawks?
In what sport are the Seahawks?
All right, Big John. Did she say baseball, B, football, C, tennis, or D, tonsil hockey?
She's got to say football, man.
All right.
All right. See. Find out what Veronica, our drunk, said.
Hockey. I mean football. Yeah, football. Football.
Is that your final answer? Football?
Football, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
You got it. Good job.
Good job. Big John, congratulations.
You got one in a row.
You got one. You got to get two. And what we'll do is when we come back, Big John will be trying to win some five-figure Death Punch tickets. If he fails, we'll then try to go back to you, the fifth man. So make sure you are listening for your opportunity. 876-3692. We got Big John here. If he doesn't get it, we're going to go with caller number 17 there, Mateo. So we can finish up Ask a Drunk here, where you have to guess what the drunkard... That's right. You have to guess what the drunkard... I hope I did this. I hope this is in the same spot I left off. I guess we'll find out. All you got to do is guess what the drunk person answered and not answer the actual things. Big John's been on hold patiently because, dude, you get this one. Those tickets are yours, bro. You ready?
I hope so.
Are you nervous? Man, are you scared?
I'm nervous, man.
Okay. I guess we'll find out. Here we go. Next question from, what was her name? Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Veronica, our drunk.
Since we're on hockey, you mentioned hockey. What do they use in hockey? They use sticks, and then what's like the thing, the ball? What do they call that? That's not a ball, but.
Okay, Veronica. She's drunk in a bar. What are her options? Or I should say, what are Big John's options here for
her
answer?
All right, did she say they use a ball, a puck, or a puke?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is hard. A puck.
A puck? All right.
Puck.
All right.
All right, let's find out what she said here.
A puck.
A puck?
Hey!
A puck. A puck.
Did you say puck?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said a puck.
Like a chicken puck?
I did say chicken Spock.
Yes, it's like Spock.
It's like Spock.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Big John. Yeah. You got him. Five figured out punch tickets.
Oh, heck congrats, yes, man.
I'll put you on hold there, bro.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. Like a chicken puck. How many do we have left?
I got three left if you want to goof around with somebody.
Let's goof around.
All right.
Let's goof around here. Next up on, do we have a...
We have like fifth man shirts. You want to give one of those away or something?
Dude, we got tons of prizes today.
Oh, okay.
Let's do this. Let's get, this is another spot in for Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. And it's the one and only. Oh, she's gone, man. BS in the morning. Who's this?
Russell.
Who?
Russell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Russell. Hey, we have this one.
We have a very special guest.
Russell is here.
Hey, Russell. Okay, here we go.
You still got to get two in a row, Russell, all right? Because we still got actually a few on it.
We got a few left. Two in a row, Russell. Good luck. This is for a chance to score $1,000 at Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Here we go.
All right, speaking of Spock, where was he from? What was Spock? He was a certain race of alien. Oh, what was Spock?
Okay. Woof.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You ready?
Yeah. Did she say A, Vulcan, B, Chinese, C, Brickyard 400, or D, Elf?
Brickyard 400.
C.
Brickyard 400?
No, Chinese.
Oh, B, Chinese. I'm
Chinese.
Sorry.
Chinese. Okay, let's see what Veronica said. Spock's nationality was.
I thought it was an elf.
It is an elf? All right.
He has 20 years. That's
He's a Vulcan, but he's an elf. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I love it. Sorry there, Russell.
Right on.
Hi, buddy. BS in the morning. Who's this?
That's Travis.
Travis. My What's God. Up, you have an intro for you, too, bro. This is nice.
Not you, Travis. You by yourself. You know what? You. I don't need a reason.
You ready, Greg?
Yeah, I am ready.
All right, here we go. The next question. This is for you, Travis.
Okay.
Right.
If somebody owns a Fiesta, what company car is that? A Fiesta.
Ah.
All right. Now, who makes the Fiesta? Does she say A, Honda, B, Taco Bell, C, Party City, or D, Ford?
I'm going to say Party City.
All right.
Party City owns a Fiesta. God, I love this. Please let that be the answer.
I love my cars. Isn't it?
What is it?
Isn't it a Ford?
Yeah. Hey!
I didn't say Focus Fiesta, but I knew it was an F, but it's a Ford.
Well, they're both Ford. Focus is a Ford, too.
Oh, it's Ford right. Focus.
There you go. All right.
Hey, you got a car gal there. Sorry, Travis.
Somewhat.
All right.
Hang up on yourself. And there he goes. Travis is a good dude.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Yo, Mike, you ready?
Ready.
All right, here
All right,
go.
We got two left, so either you get these two or we'll just go to another caller.
Sure,
something.
That sounds good.
What is the largest state in the United States?
Oh, the largest state.
All right, did she say A, California, B, Mexico, C, Minneapolis, or D, Alaska?
I think she's going to say California.
California, okay.
California, here we go.
Mexico.
Oh,
my. Isn't Mexico going to join us?
God.
Didn't they join us?
They didn't join us. We built a wall or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Mexico join us?
That's my favorite. I guess she knows Fiesta, but she doesn't know that Mexico is that way. Sorry, buddy.
Someone more out of touch than me.
Hang up there, Mike.
It's about time.
You want to do a one or done with this one? I got one left.
Yeah, sure. One or done, and then if Donna doesn't get this one, we'll just go to caller number whatever we'll pick, okay? Donna.
Hey, good morning.
You going to get this one or what?
I hope so.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Last question. How many things are in a baker's dozen? How many things are in a baker's dozen?
A baker's dozen. Donna.
All right, Donna. Does she say A, 12, B, 13, C, 7, or D, 15?
I think she's going to say 12.
Okay.
We'll go 12. Here we go. For the win.
A dozen is 12.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Veronica, for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your evening and your drinking, okay?
Okay. Shot.
Donna.
Yeah.
You guessed it correct.
Nice.
You got yourself an entry into Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Put you on hold. Congratulations. Wow. Veronica is one special lady.
She really is.
Mexico is part of the United States. Hey, I'd be down.
Oh,
food is
me?
Bomb. You love their
Sanctuary House, bro.
You love their women.
Mi casa es su casa, lady.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You would like to have sex with a female.
Yeah.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
What up? You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch to the Dooch.
I really want to talk about this because I find it fascinating. I don't know how they find these things out, but I guess there's research saying that if a person in your household, like if they start spending more money, like just kind of randomly just start blowing more cash,
mm-hmm.
they say if your liquid assets drop more than 3% in your household, it could be a sign of Alzheimer's. Isn't that crazy? Have you ever been around somebody that just starts blowing cash left and right?
Yeah, my sister, but she was an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Could be Alzheimer's.
I don't know.
Nah, that'd be a
I saw a guy gave a bunch of money to a hooker because she said she wanted to get condoms while he was laying there naked in the bed and she never came back.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Why were you looking at the guy naked in bed?
Because I had to go pee. I was laying in the living room.
Voyeurism's a thing, you know.
I was laying in the living room and I went to the bedroom. And it was
we
like,
need to know this story.
You know those condos were like the only bedroom, only bathrooms in the bedroom? Yeah.
No, that's weird.
Like it's a one problem. Bedroom and the only bathroom's in the bedroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Yeah, we were on the couch out there and...
You and a lady?
Well, not me and a lady. I fell asleep. This is a true story.
Not, you and...
Me and myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I passed out there the night before like all hammered.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and this dude was doing blow with a hooker in the bedroom. And they were in there, and she was like,
I love selling blow!
She'd be like, I'll be right back. I have to go get condoms, because she's like, asking me if he had a condom. He's like, no, I guess he was all trash.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, and then
you
so like,
sex with a hooker and not a without a condom on?
I get up to do like a morning, you know, hungover pee-pee. Had a bad day. And like, he was just sitting in there like holding his wood, dude, in the bed.
Oh, God!
I was like, what are you doing?
Ew.
He's like, she'll be right back. I was like, who? He's like, the whatever, the hooker.
The woman of the night.
Yeah. I was like, where'd she go? Oh, she went to get rubber. She'll be right back. I was like, you didn't pay her, did you? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. She never came back. That's the ending of the story.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
But, I mean, how much money did he give her? Like, 10 bucks?
800 bucks.
For condoms?
No, for other stuff.
Oh.
This is for condoms. I want a receipt, but it's also for your services. Yeah. I don't need a receipt for that. The IRS doesn't need to know.
The sun's just coming up. I was like,
yeah. It was sad.
Wow. That dude's an idiot.
Yeah, he's really dumb.
No offense to your friend.
That's all right.
Think he has Alzheimer's then?
Nah, he died recently.
Oh.
Of a heroin overdose.
Oh.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever got paid back, though. I don't think so.
I don't think he got his
highly
money
doubted,
back.
Yeah.
Well, this story took a turn.
Is the hooker dead?
I mean, probably.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Let's
put yourself in to lighten up the story.
I'd say there's like a 78% chance.
Well, at least Greg's the only living one.
Yeah.
From that story.
Yeah.
Someone's alive.
For now.
I love selling blow! And what'd you do?
I was like, what do you do? I just laughed at him, told everybody.
Did you go back to bed?
Yeah. Went back to bed, woke up, told all of our friends.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Don't bone questionable things.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Radio took a shit in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Thank you, Greg, for showing me this. The Indian thriller from 1985. They are going all out on the dancing, too. All right. That's enough. That's Golimar, by the way, in case you're wondering what the hell that was.
Hell yeah.
Hey, speaking of...
Why are you doing this?
What the hell was that? What was that?
What are you talking about?
What do you have a bullhorn for and all of a sudden?
Huh?
You're so dumb.
What are you doing?
Oh, this thing?
Yes, the bullhorn.
Sorry, I was walking by the front desk and Allie gave it to me.
Why?
I don't know.
So why are you using it?
I thought you were supposed to talk into it.
That's what... supposed to... All right. You're just going to do it the whole time?
I guess so.
All right, fine. God.
Does it sound better this way?
No.
No, you sound awful.
Dude, oh. Sorry, I didn't know I did that.
Look, I took one anthropology class in college. Was it difficult? Yes. Did I learn a lot? Absolutely. Scientists have tracked exactly where humans began. Isn't that exciting? We know exactly where it started. Care to take a guess? You want to take a guess? Anywhere?
Hawaii.
Anywhere.
Utah.
Why Hawaii, Izzy?
That's
then we'll
the
get
first
to Utah.
Thing that came to mind.
Hawaii is the first place where humans began.
I think that would be a great place to begin.
This is 200,000 years ago.
Okay.
I don't think Hawaii existed.
Well, not I'm that still old. Sticking with my answer.
Still being created.
Absolutely.
Okay. So they in the ocean. Humans started in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hawaii, not E.
Okay. Got it.
Right?
Greg, you said Utah.
That's correct.
Why Utah? Why do you think humans started in Utah?
Oh, man, the views are nice.
Okay, so yeah. They stayed for the view.
Well, how could you leave?
Okay, got it. All right, you guys are both idiots, and I hate everyone here. No, obviously we know Africa is where they began.
Oh.
Modern humans, I should say. Modern humans evolved there. They call it the cradle of civilization. Now we know that it happened exactly in a river valley in northern Botswana. Don't yawn. What are you doing yawning? This is exciting stuff. We know we're
cheering.
This is your great, 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 grandparents.
Yay, Botswana.
You're related to these people. These are your ancestors.
Okay.
How is this not awesome?
I don't even talk to my immediate family. Do you care about this?
Would you put down the stupid bullhorn?
I don't know how to talk without it anymore. Okay.
Pretty amazing. Apparently, it was the largest lake, freshwater lake, has sustained life there for 70,000 years. And then once things started to thaw out a little bit, humans then spread around the globe. Mm-hmm. But that's where we evolved, right there. That
you would be one of those people that cares about your ancestors. Mike, you'd be one of those people that take the DNA test.
No, I don't care about my DNA.
I think you do.
I don't. Doesn't matter. But I care that we've evolved from another species, right? They always call the missing link that separates us and the great
reptilians,
apes.
Reptilians, yeah.
No, not the reptilians, the great apes. You got to learn more about science before you just jump into your conspiracy theories.
That's not a conspiracy theory, but
okay,
sure.
Okay, but the missing link links all these, you know, human beings, Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, the great apes, we're all linked to one common ancestor.
Yeah, the reptilian.
No, it's not a reptilian. We're mammals. There's no reptilian. I'm talking about the man. Greg, help me out here, please.
Can I take your order, please?
Oh, for God's sakes.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Now, I can start by saying I have genital warts. It's not a bad thing.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. No BS.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. 876-3692. Got those Manson tickets for you. Up for grabs. Another dude I've never seen before who's toured relentlessly. I've never seen Manson. I know. He's going to be at the Pearl Inside the Palms on Halloween. If he doesn't do that cover of This Is Halloween that he does, he doesn't do that live. Shame. Shame on him. I love that cover. Did a great job. Tomorrow, we got to run. Is it hot in here?
No, why are you breathing like that?
I just busted out into sweat. Oh, call
going
number
the
22. Thank you. Sorry, Mateo. Call number 22, 876-3692. Woo! I think it's because I'm dancing in here. Now, tomorrow, we got to run past you, fifth man. Something that might be happening on our Halloween show that's coming up here on Thursday. You're right, Greg. This week is going slow, dude. Tomorrow's only Wednesday, bro.
I know.
It's taking its good
sweet
old time.
Ass time.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be tomorrow on the show. We'll start throwing things by us, see if we can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a new challenge of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. We're going to see if we can even make it possible, and then we'll present it. No reason to present something if it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Good. All right, let's go to the phones, find out what the hell is happening over in the world of the fifth man.
Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Ooh, good morning, sir. I like it. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
This BS show member thought that Spock from Star Trek was an elf. Was it? Myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
Let's go with Izzy.
Sorry.
Screw you.
Great guess, but wrong. Honorable man.
John is on it.
Hey, Frank. Don't fright me. I know what you did. How dare you stop short with my wife?
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
You need the question again, or you got it?
I think I got it.
All right, who is it?
Sparks.
Oh, look how fast that was. Oh, I love these fifth men that pay attention. Just enough to lose. Teresa.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you sound hot. You know the answer?
Ask me the question. I didn't even hear it. I just called.
That's okay. All right. This BS show member thought that Spock from Star Trek was an elf. Was it myself or nobody?
Same as you.
Ah, Teresa. I don't know if she swore, but bye-bye, Teresa. Bye-bye. I know this guy won't curse. 5150.
What's happening?
You're 5150. That means you know the answer.
Yeah, who is it?
Of course.
Bye-bye. What is it?
It's none of the above.
That. Boom. Good job, 5150. We'll see you at Marilyn Manson on Halloween night. There you have it. That is it for us. We are out of here tomorrow. I really hope this happens because I'm damn excited to find out if we could. I know it's under wraps and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? We'll explain the surprise to you.
Not under wraps for long.
Oh my God.
That was gross. Why'd you do that?
So true.
Creepy.
Ew.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
Hey guys, it's me. Just wanted to remind you not to give up on your dreams. Like, even if you want to, just like, don't.